Yeah, this open podcast goes out to Sean Milo in response to your last open podcast. I agree with most of what you said on your show. You did ask the question of whether you should post it on open podcast as well as your site, being that you're double dipping. So technically you went over the 6-minute rule. So given that, the inbounds or outbounds, you're out of bounds on that. So I mean, that's your call. Anyway, Don and Drew, yes, they have gotten dry. And yes, I have unsubscribed also. Let's just say lack of depth, perhaps, I don't know, too long. You're thinking about getting yourself a promo? Don't do it. It's a waste of time. Coverville does one. As a matter of fact, his Coverville started off with like a minute and a half. He plays that crappy Bruce Springsteen song. And then, of course, that's all you remember after you listen to the show. And now he's selling that iPodder.org or X or whatever it is, iPodder X, that cleans up after you. And I know that's the first two and a half minutes now of the show. So I just like fast forward through that just to get to his songs. If it goes over 3, I'm going to cut him off too because he's sucking up bandwidth. But nevertheless, still a good show. So reading scripture is non-creative. True, I can understand that. However, it could be creative. For example, I can do an impersonation of someone reading scripture, like say a Baptist preacher, for example. Baptist preacher wants to talk about David and Goliath. So the preacher gets up on stage and he goes, "There's a giant in your house. The giant is not the big man coming into your house. The giant is pornography. The giant... he's drinking. The giant's beating your wife. There's a giant in your house. What do you think David was fighting in the Bible? He wasn't fighting the giant. He's fighting the demons. The giant's in your thing." So, it could be creative. So anyway, making money over the iPods and the podcast, it can be annoying. People ask me all the time, "How are you going to make money with this thing?" I don't know. I do it because I love it. So, I get lots of ideas from the people I meet, and that's why I call Exit 50 a people profiling podcast. And I think that most podcasts should be under, say, 15 minutes, 10 to 15. And that's how I keep it. Say, anyway, a big hoo-ha shout-out to your brother in the Army. And check me out over at exit50.com. Ciao.